There's a bower of roses by Ben's stream, and the nightingale sings round it all the day long. In the time of my childhood was like a sweet dream. To stroke and hear the bird song.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. Once again, we're very, very happy to bring you Maxine and Eileen, the newcomer twins, brought to you by the Sterling Insurance Company of Chicago. A little later in the program, we'll tell you about their phenomenal insurance policy.
Is that bower on the banks of the Combahee?
Good afternoon, girls.
Good afternoon, Lou.
How are you?
That's fine.
That's good. That's fine. Mighty fine. Anything that you want to discuss before we start into our program proper?
Not at the moment, Lou.
Not at the moment.
No.
All right. Well, we'll get along then on this Thursday afternoon. What's that side remark? You're worse than Fred Allen when it comes to side remarks.
He's using the microphone.
Oh, I see. That's the difference, I guess. Yeah. Hello, Walter.
How are you?
You acquainted with the new comic friend?
Hello, Walt.
Oh, there's my little furry flower and my little cracker kid.
Oh, hi.
Furry flower.
Flower.
At least that's flower.
Well, it's a little afraid of the edges. That's the
Oh, I see. I see. Well, I guess there's nothing for me to do except go ahead and announce the program. Darn it. This one's called When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again.
Good afternoon, girls.
Hello, Dick.
Oh, see what I mean?
I do.
Now you know why I'm not on this program.
Oh, boy. See, that really does things to me. You know, we're wasting a lot of time here. We're having a lot of fun. What I was going to say a minute ago was that vacations are coming up for these girls, and they're all happy and thrilled about it today. They're going home to see Pap, and I'll bet Pap's going to be glad to see them, too. But they have a corn version of that last song that they sang. I sort of kid them during it, and that's why they laugh.
You girls are going on a vacation.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You haven't been home for a long time, have you?
Almost a year, though.
Oh, my. You'll be surprised at those skyscrapers up there.
Yeah.
And the taxis are buzzing around.
Yeah.
It's a Harrison City, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I wonder... No, I better not say that. Harrison City's too near my home. I don't like it. Well, girls, I hope you have a good time. Hurry back. My goodness sakes, this place won't seem the same without you two around here.
Oh, we'll be back.
You're going to drop us a line when you get up there?
Yeah.
Yeah, drop us. Go.
You can get one of the boys up around there to saddle up old Dobbin and ride over to where he can find a mailbox. And then drop a card to mail for it. You going to write it in Braille?
Yeah,
well, Braille's all right.
Oh,
Braille offers no difficulty for me at all.
You can read it to the rest of them.
Oh, certainly. You know I write Braille very fluently.
Oh, sure.
Of course, you can't read what I write, but I
write
it. What are you going to sing now?
I only want a buddy not to speak.
All right.
It's in the book, Lou.
Oh, that's right, the Jamboree songbook. Uh-huh. All right, friends, turn to page you know what and sing along with them. Go ahead, girl.
I only want a buddy. Don't tell me that you love me so you like me. No lover's boat, no bungalow for two. Don't turn down lover's lane. Just keep right on a sailing.